Blog Talk Radio.
Project JTSX.
We make money. Pay attention.
Hi there, welcome to 30JK on Blog Talk Radio, right here, right now, 4 o'clock in the p.m. Thank God it's Friday. How you doing? Phone 9 are open right now. It's 347-857-2310. 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. How are you doing? Let's get the show on the road. Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you for tuning in, my 30JK Nation. Uh, I'm getting some guests ready to call in right now. So let's go ahead and do it. Oh, man. So how was your Friday today? I had to work. I had to work. That's all I can say. But you know what? It paid off because now I get to hang out with you guys. And yeah. It's nothing but a party when Jason Kelly comes on for 30JK. And do you know why? I'll tell you. It's because of you. It's because you wanted this here. You wanted a place on Friday afternoons to listen and get your groove on and get your funky on and have fun. Look no further because this is it. Everybody that agree with me, let me hear you holler. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, 30JK Nation. Yeah, that's right. Now, all right, sit down. Everybody sit down. Before we get started here, I want to acknowledge a person right now who's all about paying it forward. I caught something on my Facebook feed that talks about giving back to the community. And in just a moment, I would love to talk to this person that's responsible for that little GoFundMe project he's working on. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had him on my show about a few times, and he never, ever, ever ceases to amaze me. Mr. 937 himself. The guy with the talk box, the funky white guy with the talk box. You know him. You love him. You can't get enough of him. His name is Brandon Sutton, okay? Coming all the way from Zaptown, if you will, Dayton, Ohio, Gem City. We're going to be talking with him. Whoever buzzes in first. Oh, I forgot one other person that I have to mention also. Her name is Kiara Zani. Now, Kiara happens to be a voiceover artist responsible for cartoons like Hamtaro, My Little Pony, Friendship Magic, and, of course, The Trolls featuring Ruby Trollman. Man, we're going to have a lot of fun with her also. So if you want to get in on the fun, you know where to find me. It's 347-857-2310. That again is 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. That's JKFX, the number 4, NLIFE, all capital, all one word, you. Spread the word, and you know that's word. And speaking of Gem City, oh my goodness, I think this is it right here. Ladies and gentlemen, 30JK Nation, I want you to stand up and cheer because your favorite man with the talk box, keeping it funky, he is here right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to please give it up, and I mean way up, for Mr. Brandon Mo Bounce Sutton.
What's up?
Hey, Brandon, what's happening? This is for you, buddy.
Thank you, thank you. It's a pleasure coming back to the show, man. It's been a while.
I know, man. Wow. And let me tell you, you are awesome. You are an awesome man for doing what you just did. Like I said, I caught that on my feed, man.
Yeah, I came up with the idea a few days back. I don't know, man, being from Dayton, Ohio, you know, being from Dayton, Ohio and stuff, you know, you're going to see, you'll see a lot of homeless, you know, and out there in the street. And I'm going to tell you right now in Ohio, it's pretty cold. I mean, right now it's somewhat okay, but last week it's been like, you know, 40 degrees, 30 degrees. But anyway, I was doing some Christmas shopping for my daughter the other day, and I was right off of 3rd Street, and I seen a guy on Huffman. He was on the corner of Huffman and 3rd Street. And I seen him, he had a shirt on. He was missing a foot. He had sugar diabetes, so the doctor had to cut it off. Okay, he is a Vietnam vet. He was actually an Army. But anyway, so he's got a missing foot. He's got a shirt on. Yep, Army veteran. And he's probably, I don't know, I think he's about late 50s, early 60s. Anyway, the guy's name's Bray. Well, anyway.
Okay.
You know, I asked about a scenario. I tried to give him $5, and he didn't want it. He said, no. I see your little girl, you know. Give it to your little girl. Don't give me your money. I said, man, I said, stop. I said, we're fine. I said, if anything I can do to help you, that would be an honor for me to help you. I said, considering you helped us, you know, by serving this country to protect us. So I said, please, let me give you this money. You know, he's just still been, but I ended up giving him the money. He got something to eat, but the way I see it is he had nowhere to go that night, you know.
Right.
He was in a shirt. He's missing a foot over sugar diabetes. Okay. And that just, I don't know, man, that just my heart in so many ways that I can't even imagine. So I say, you know what, man, if I can do something special for one person, if it's not Ray, maybe somebody else, you know, if I can do something special for one person to get them in a hotel for a month, to get them food, to get them clothes, to get them, a phone so they can job search, you know, just to change their life around, that would be, you know, that would mean a lot, you know, to me, to help somebody else. There's a lot of people out there spending, you know, tough times in their life. Maybe some not as tough as others, but there is tough times that calls in life. So therefore, you know, basically all I'm asking is for the community out here to donate. Just donate on the link. I'm sure Jason posted it. He's got it on his page. Just donate. You know, let's change somebody's life. I mean, Christmas is coming up. You know, Christmas ain't all about money and all this. It's about family, you know. And some of these homeless people out here, they don't have family. You know, it's either they got sons and wives and daughters, whatever, that they can't find because, you know, they're in another state and they lost contact with them, or, you know, their parents is, gone and passed away and lost relationships with brother and sister, whatever the case may be. You have to understand they're out here on the street in the cold, all alone, on the main streets of Dayton, Ohio, in some spot. That is not fun for a homeless person. And sometimes homeless people, they can't help the way they are or the position they're in. You know, Ohio, bad on economy right now. Me, I was blessed with a good job, you know. But it's just the fact knowing that there's people out here that can't get that good job like me, or can't get that good job like Jason, or get that good job like Paul and throwback Zach, things, anybody, it don't matter, Brandon Black, you know, there's good jobs, but some people is just not fortunate. And that's why I'm asking the community, please stand up and donate. I will make a video out of this. I am trying to raise $3,000 for a month in a hotel, a whole thing of clothes, a phone with the first month bill paid, and food for the hotel room. I am going to try to find a hotel with a stove, a fridge, and a microwave. Help me, the people in the United States, Japan, wherever, help me help somebody else to change their life. Let's pay it forward, because we all know what it's like to give something to somebody. We know that feeling we get when we're down on our luck and somebody gives to us. We all know that feeling. And if anybody says, oh, I ain't never happened to me, they're full of it. So help me help somebody else.
Wow. Now that's awesome, man. Who wants to stand up and do something cool and do something that'll make somebody's day?
Yes.
Now, I have a
dollar,
question, Brandon.
$5? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. I have a question, Brandon. Why 3,000? Why did you come up with that figure?
3,000, roughly 3,000 would be, well, close to 1,000 of it will be wrapped up in, you know, the phone bill itself in the hotel room. The other money is for his food or her food, don't matter, for the food, the clothes. And then there's probably roughly about $1,500. Well, we all know we got to have some kind of money to run on. We know homeless people, they don't have cars, but they have buses. You know, some of that money will be towards the bus pass and for him to go out and feel normal. You know, just to feel normal, to go out somewhere and say, hey, you know what? I like this shirt. I'm going to buy this shirt because I have money in my pocket. Or, hey, you know what? I know something I haven't done since I was a kid. That was went and gone and seen a movie. I think I'm going to go catch a bus and go see a movie, you know. So basically the $3,000 is going to lead for money in his pocket, clothes, food, you know, and whatever their expenses are, a hotel for a month, the phone and the phone bill. But he should have plenty of money to last him a month, to just feel normal and to job search, you know. That's all I'm trying to accomplish for somebody.
Yeah, I've been in that situation before, believe it or not. I used to be in that kind of situation before, volunteering for free and doing stuff for free. But now that I have a great job, and now that I have a couple great jobs, as a matter of fact, I can be able to pay it forward my own way as well. See, for example, I am a bell ringer. Besides doing my regular job at my restaurant. And what that means is not only am I working for myself, I'm working for other people as well, so that I can pay it forward and that I can
hold on.
That I can say, hey, you know, here I am. I want to do something cool. I want to do something right.
Right. You know, it's just, we all know, we can go ahead and, and say, oh, a homeless man can go get a job to get his money and go get his hotel. Okay, so how do you get a hotel, a phone, money to run on, clothes and food with $0 in your bank account? Okay. And how do you get all this before winter's over? How does that work? How do you get that money, okay, to get that when you have $0 in your home? You just can't. Money don't pop up like that. You know, I wish every day that, you know, $5,000, $10,000 would pop up so I can go get me a mini move or a Yamaha DX100 or something like that. But money just ain't going to pop up. We need to help people. If this world would just help people, maybe there wouldn't be so much violence in the world, okay? If you think, if a bank robber is robbing a bank, he's wanting money. Why is he wanting money? Is that guy homeless? Is his family going to leave him because he can't find a job? Why did he rob that bank? You know, there's no excuse for a thief. None whatsoever. But you got to think of a homeless guy's position. How does he get a hotel? How does he get all that? He has no help. He has no family. The shelter ain't going to, you know, help him get a hotel and a phone and clothes and food and money to run on so he can feel normal. Ain't no shelter going to do that. They'll feed him, but that's it. And that's
it's
when
just a never-ending
coming
cycle.
Into play of changing somebody's life. That's exactly right. It's a never-ending cycle. It's all about, hey, you know what? You pay it forward to somebody else, and I guarantee you that homeless guy or girl is going to pay it forward to somebody else. You know, you got to think, like, tell me why is it that I can give $5, $10 to a homeless, okay? But I want you to think of this. A lot of people, they won't donate a daggone thing to a homeless guy. But why is it a guy, a homeless guy with $1, he can have $1 or maybe $5 to his name. And if you ask him for help and you say, hey, you know what, I'm down on my luck. I haven't ate. I'm hungry. I haven't seen my family, blah, 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 whatever it is. That homeless man will reach in his pocket and give you everything he's got or everything he's earned for that day to you and leave himself with $0. Why is it a homeless man will help you out more than what a wealthy person does? That's all about greed and stinginess in America.
You hear that, Donald Trump? Yeah, I'm talking to you.
Yep.
Yeah. Think about it.
Especially him. I mean, that is something, you know, it's food for thought. You know,
if you
a
want
homeless
to,
man with not a dime to his name would donate
right.
his last money to help you. So, food for thought. America needs to let that one sink in.
Yeah. If you want to put money on something really good, Donald Trump, that is what you do.
You want to be claiming that you're a people person, that you care for the Americans. Well, how about, you know, the guy's got billions of dollars. How about he donates $2 billion to American vets? How about he does, you know, or vets that, you know, that is a vet, current, whatever, you know, donate to them. Donate to the kids of society, the cancer, you know, the leukemia patients, the little kids that's dying, or the people that is crying out for help, that is wanting help, and nobody will help them. You know, I don't care. I see these commercials all the time. Say a kid needs $2 million for I don't know, some kind of surgery. Why is it that the TV has to broadcast that this kid needs $2 million? Why the hell can't Americans take it upon themselves to call around, find out what who needs who? If all the Americans donated a dollar, that is well over $1 million. If 2 million Americans donated $1, there will be $2 million right there for that little kid's surgery. But nobody wants to help. It's all about greed and stinginess. You know, and it's sad. The money needs to go on kids and people that's actually dying that you know, can't be saved without money. That's where our money needs to go to help save lives.
You are listening to Brandon Sutton on 30JK. If you want to talk to him, it's 347-857-2310. If you want to talk to me, it's 347-857-2310 or blogtalkradio.com/JKFX for life. Coming at you from Dayton, Ohio. 937, yeah. Dayton, Ohio. I still hear it in my head, man. That's you,
man,
right there, brother.
You're going to get me all funked up. You're going to get me all funked up now, man.
I keep telling you,
I
that song
you
is still
something.
In my head. It's still
oh,
in my
yeah,
head,
man.
I
tell you, and it finally got finished. That's the crazy part. But that's, you know, that's cool. You know, there was a lot of work behind it, you know. And so, but here's what I'm going to do. Let's just go ahead
yeah.
and do this.
Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be some more videos coming out, man. I'm just trying to do something to shock the world a little bit, you know. Get the world wondering where Brandon Sutton go, because I'll tell you what, Brandon Sutton's been here doing his talk box thing, and Brandon Sutton ain't going nowhere. Brandon Sutton's got something in the works right now, and it's gonna be super sweet. We'll just say that.
Oh my goodness. And I bet you're gonna come back on my show and talk about more of it. That's sweet. All right. Jarazani from the Trolls. I want to shout out to you, too. So I'm sorry I couldn't get to you. So when can we do this next time? I don't know. Let me get back to Brandon Sutton here for Jay. All right, Brandon, what's up?
Yeah, I must have lost you there for a minute. I don't know exactly what happened. But anyway, yeah, there's some stuff coming out, man. I don't want America thinking that I'm down and out right now, because I'm not. I'm just ready for a comeback. Just like Roger used to. Back in the day, you know, Roger was on a whole bunch of features, and then he came out with a hit. So be prepared for it.
Oh, man. With you in that talk box, anything is possible.
Oh, it's, let's just say Brandon knows a lot now, and Brandon will do just fine.
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
I hear what you got going on. I heard you're almost about to get that micro cord.
Oh, hell yeah. It's on like Donkey Kong. I'm saving up as much as I can, man. 200? That's nothing.
Oh, no, man.
All I can tell you right now, be ready. I'm going to do all the zap, man, including the stuff they got now. Oh, man, won't believe it.
I always tell the talk boxers at first start that says Roger, basically their idol. You know, when you first start talk boxing, do the song that meant the most and what started it all for you. You know, learn that song, because I'll tell you what, if you absolutely learn the song that started off for you, mine was I Can Make You Dance and Dance Floor, and I learned them. If you can learn that, everything else falls into place. It's cakework, man. It's nothing. It feels like Roger, he comes to you and he just takes over your fingers and you let him guide you the rest of the way, man. I'm going to tell you, you get funky. You just keep it funky.
Just keep it old school rolling. Keep it 100. Keep it real funky. I love it.
That's right.
Well, Brandon.
You know how it is.
Hey. Brandon, thank you for coming on, man. Keep up the great work, and I hope to hear from you again. And where is that website before I log out of here?
The website is GoFundMe. I will post the link underneath your radio show video, and they can grab it and snatch it and start donating. That's all we need, people. Just start donating. Let's change a man's life. Let's do this.
Give it up for Brandon. And where
all
can
right,
they find
y'all.
You on the web?
Love all y'all, man. Y'all keep it funky and keep it great. Hey, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all. I love you guys. Brandon out. Peace out.
All right, Brandon. Love you. All right, man. That's it for 30JK. I'm out of here. Much love. Horns up, head up, keep your chin up. And again, Jarazani, I am sorry. I am sorry I couldn't get you, but hey, that's okay. I'll get you next time, all right? So until that time we see you here again, same JK time, same JK channel, you remember, I'll see you on the flip side. And as always imparting, it's a JK thing. We gone, sissy. Bye.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been a JKFX for Life online presentation. Cheer, buddy! Ow! Ow, ow, ow!